It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning, which continues the last entry, in which you may recall Tom Cruise as Ethan Hunt, trying to prevent the villain, Isai Morales, from completing a deadly AI entity which could destroy the world. At this point, Ethan's remaining allies consist of the computer tech Luther Strickle, played by Ving Rhames, the other tech Benji, played by Simon Pegg, the pickpocket-turned IMF agent Grace, played by Hayley Atwell, the assassin-turned Goody Paris, played by Pom Clementeef, and the young IMF agent Dagus, played by Greg Tarzan Davis. Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning is a lot of fun, with exhilarating action sequences and stars who are able to deliver on their characters, and the budget is between $300 and $400 million, which is more well spent than the Russo brothers' The Electric State. But the problem with the sequel is that it's too long for the action sequences to pay off. You love looking at those scenes, but you also want to get to the point of them soon. I have faith in this franchise, especially Tom Cruise's iconic character, and I'm not sure if this is the last entry, but cut out some unnecessary footage and give the screenplay more originality, and you may have a great sequel. 2.5 stars. For more of my reviews, please go to cjatthemovies.com, and you can also check out my Instagram page for some cool stuff too. I'm Christopher Zweig, stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.